Right, Mom, is to cut it down and uproot it with the roots. Why? L'fi shen gazin machlef. Because you know the trunk of it is not going to regrow. The trunk won't be any good. For the Gemara, is that true? The erez en gazin machlef is an erez, a cedar tree. You want to tell me the trunk won't grow back again? V'hodorish Rebbi Chiya ba lulina. My sister, what does the pasuk say? Tzadik katoma yifroch ki erez bavonim yifka. It says a tzadik is doima to a tomah like a palm tree and like an erez. It says like this. In them, a tomah. Who just said a tzadik is like a tomah like a palm tree? Loma nem the erez. Why does it say erez for? Because if it says a palm tree, it's enough. Why does it got to say a cedar tree also? The nem or erez, if it says it's like a cedar tree, loma nem a tomah. Like, what do you have to say a tzadik is like both, like a tomah and like an erez? Teres is like this. Ilu nem erez, if would have just said a cedar tree, v'loy nem a tomah, ha'yisiyoy me ma erez, enois a peris, a tzadik enois a peris. Just like a cedar tree doesn't give off any fruits, so maybe a tzadik also, true, he goes very strong, but maybe doesn't give off any fruits. L'kach nem a tomah. That's why it says a tzadik is like a tomah, like a palm tree that gives off sweet dates. But v'yim nem a tomah, who would have just said a tzadik is like a tomah, v'loy nem a eres yisiyomer. Ma tomor en gaza machlach. A date tree, once you cut it down, it doesn't grow up again. The roots don't grow up again. Af tzadik, maybe tzadik also en gaza machlach. Maybe like his kids can't grow out of him. He can't grow up again. Maybe like a tzadik also can't grow back up again. That's what I would have thought to say. Rashi says like in mace, if the tzadik was mace, shelo yerled ben kamaisa, he won't have a son like himself. Or else even if you want to say the tzaddik will fall down, he can't grow back again. Avada, he could grow back again. That's why it says, have you married somebody in God's mother? Therefore it says Eretz. Sakopon, what do you see here? You see here an Eretz is machlis. You see a cedar tree, even if the trunk, you cut down near its trunk, it could grow up again. Gerot Akasha, we're saying now an Eretz, when you cut it down, it doesn't grow up again. The Torah says there are a lot of different types of eras of cedar trees. And some do grow back, some don't grow back. And Kidderabba Barafuna. Yamarabba Barafuna, Rama Amri Bey Rav, Yud Mini Arozim, and there are 10 different types of Arozim. Shinema, Etim Bamibir, Eres, Shita, Vihadas, Viet Shem and Ashim. Eres Arzo, Shita, Tunisa, this type of tree. Hadas Asa, Eight Shem and Asafasma. Borush, that's Grossi. Titodor, that's Shogo. The Toshor Shubina, Hani Zion, there are seven, Heve, so Kiyosi Rabdim, Yoma, Hoysifle, and the Yeruzar onto these, is the three more, Alunim, Almunim, Almugim, that's Alunim, and Butnim, Almunim, Baluti, Almugim, these are also all different type of trees, have something to do with the cedar tree, these are, and Kisisa,
yeah,
Rashi, Elon Shagodu, the Yam, a tree that goes in the Yam,
yeah,
so all these things, these are 10 different type of cedar trees. Anika the Amri, some say, Arunim, Armunim, Almugim, Arunim, Ori Amunim, Dolve, Almugim, and Kisisa. These are different type of trees. But the kids say there are a lot of different type of eras of cedar trees, so therefore there are some of them, Taka, that when you cut them down, they would not grow up again, and there are some of them, no, that when you cut them down, they will grow up again. Therefore there's no fear in the Tupsukim. All right, turn over. Now the Mishnah says, Hakoine Shnei Ilonois Petoich Sodech Averoi. If you go down to your friend and you want to buy two trees, you buy two trees in your friend's field. Sahareza Lekona Karka. You're not cutting the karka in between. With two trees alone, you just mean the trees. You do not mean the karka in between. Rabbi Meiroi Meno Kona Karka. You also mean to buy the karka in between. Higdilu. Let's say these trees start to grow and give off a lot of branches. Lo yishva, the owner of the field has no right to cut down the branches. Even though maybe the shade, the Rashbam says, is bad for his house, but since the one that bought the tree has no karka there, so he was mishabed his field, the sarach ilonis. Therefore, the baha tree has a right to let all his branches stay there. The yo'ila min hagaza shaloi. Anything that grows from the bark of the tree upwards belongs to the Baal Ilun. Minash Roshim Shabalakarka. Whatever grows up from the roots belongs to the Balakarka. Because you only bought two trees, you only owe the trees itself. You do not own the ground in between, on underneath. So the shroshim, the roots that grow from the ground, that you do not own. V'yemesu, let's say this tree dies now. Ein lekarka, according to Tanna Kamma, you only bought the two trees, you have nothing to do with the karka, you do not own the karka. What about Konar Shloisha? Let's say you bought three trees in your friend's field, then the locher is Konar Karka, you also bought a karka in between. Therefore, Higdilu, let's say the branches grow very big, and they're like there's too much shade in the field, then Yishva, then the Balakaka has a right to say, you, listen, I want you to cut down the shades, cut down the branches, it's ruining us. The Meicher has a right to say, because I wasn't mishabed all my karka to you, because you own the karka in between, therefore if the shade is ruining my karka, I have a right to tell you, take away the shade. V'yoyla minagazla minashroshim shalai. Here, whatever grows up from these trees, whether it's growing up from the branches, or from the gazla, from the bark, from the stump, or it's growing up from the shroshim, it belongs to the Baal HaTree, because he bought the karka in between. And the Yemesu, so let's say these three, or one of the three trees dies, yes, the karka. Here the locker is, he has a right to use the karka, he could replant it. Because when you buy three trees, included in that is you mean to buy the karka in between also. Tanan Hossim, learned over here, locha, learned the Gemara Bikurim like this. If you go down to your friend's field, and you buy two trees in your friend's fields, and now it gives off fruits, the question about the mitzvah's Bikurim. Can you bring Bikurim or not in Eretz Yisrael? You bought a fig tree off your friend, and now the figs, the first figs. So it says Allah, that maybe Vienna Kura, you're supposed to bring the best, the new figs that grow, but you can't say the Parsha, you may be Vienna Kura, because since the karka doesn't belong to you, you can't say Prihu Adam. Rabbi Meir Oimer, maybe the Kura, it's like a Meir Na Mishnah, or Meir holds, if you buy two trees, you also buy the karka in between. So the trees are growing off your karka. Therefore, you could bring Bikurim right now. It could be a Maven, it could be a Kerva. Omer Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoye Rabbi Meir, Af Belekeach Peres Min Ashuk. Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel says it be Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Meir, not only when you buy two trees that you own the field in between, you have to bring Bikurim, but even if you go in Eretz Yisrael down to the Shuk, and you buy new fruits, new pomegranates, in the shuk, when you bring them home, you have to bring Bikurim. Even though you don't own any land, you don't own the trees, you just buy the peris, also you have to bring Bikurim. That's what he says, Reb Meir holds. At lakech peris min ashuk. For the Gemara Mimai, what's the raya? Midiktani mishni yisera. Like, why do we have to have an extra mission here of hachti Bikurim to tell us that according to Rabbi Meir, it's maybe Bikurim? What is the extra mishnah for? Michti. Tono lo diyesh lakaka. We have our mission here in Baba Basra, that according to Rabbi Meir, he says, if you buy two trees off your friend, you automatically also buy the karka in between. So if you own the karka, so the kura pshita, then maybe the kura. Pshita then, the fruits that grow out of these trees are growing out of your trees. Pshita, you have to bring Bikurim. If so, why do we have to have another mission in Bikurim to say it over again? That Rabbi Meir holds, if you buy two trees, you have to be maybe the kura pshita. Elosh Mamina, the extra Mishnah Taya is teaching us, Elosh Mamina, Techayiv Hoye Rabbi Meir Afbala Keach Peris Minashuk. I tell you, the extra Mishnah is teaching us this Chiddush. The extra Mishnah is teaching us this Chiddush that according to Rabbi Meir, even if you just buy fruits in the street, also you have to bring the Kurim. For the Gemara, how could that be? Ivok Siv, the Pasuk says, Asher Tovi Miyatzacho. It says, Bikurim means you have to bring from what grows in your land. Here, you don't own any land. You bought some pomegranates in the shuk. So why should you have to bring Bikurim? And the Gemara, who lemuti chutz laretz? So Tera Mei only says that means Peiris chutz laretz is potter from Bikurim. But as long as it grows in Eretz Yisrael, it's mechuyvim Bikurim. For the Gemara, I will ksiv at moscho. Your land, mashmi, you have to own the land. Again, no, Tera lemuti yad masakim. Just means it's potter. If the land belongs to a guy, then you're potter. For the Gemara, I will ksiv, the pasuk says, Asher nosati li. That you gave to me, Mashmi, you gave the land to me. Samara says, no, according to Rame, it means like this. The Yovis Li Zuzi, the Zavnibu, just means as long as you paid for it. As long as you went to the marketplace and paid money for the Paris, now you own the Paris, and these Paris were grown in Eretz Yisrael from a Jewish land, then Allah Kharijim Achuyiv and Bikurim. That's what Yehuda Mashmul wanted to say. But the more Mosiv Rabbi asked the question of this. It says, "Hakoy ne'ilon echod b'terech shechaveroi." If you buy a tree.